day live here at Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland on a gloomy day, but really, you know, an awesome day in the world of sports. A great game by the Wildcats. Unfortunately, coming up on the short end of the stick today, you know they're going to win a lot of those games, and you just love it. There's really nothing like college basketball. There's nothing like sports, and this is an awesome day. You've got the Bears coming up tomorrow against the Giants. You've got the Big Ten Championship coming up a little bit later on today. I don't know how Dave Ennett, and Ashley, what do you think? How is Dave Ennett going to get there? From, you know, we haven't figured all the teleportation system, and we're going to be able to kind of transport him from here to there. He doesn't have, you know, Dave Force One or anything like that. How's he going to get from there all the way? Is he just in a car driving, or are they?
Yeah, he's zoomed. He's zooming. He's flying.
All right. He could always call it from the road. It's going to be exciting. Some great stuff. And then we've got a great show on tap for you today as well. Coming up, we are going to have John Vincent, one of the greatest anthem singers on the planet. He'll be joining us in just a minute. Also, Eileen Ogans, she's a national travel guru, talking holiday travel and ways to kind of embrace the cold and some of the winter things that you can do, even if that winter thing is either, you know, the side of a mountain, maybe skiing, or maybe on a cruise ship. We'll talk with her a little bit about that. Chef Carrie Nahabedian, she is one of the best chefs, one of the greatest chefs in the country, one of the best ones we have here in Chicago. She's also one of the biggest sports fans. Going to talk tailgating, taste of the NFL with her as well. Jeff Arnett, he is the master distiller for Jack Daniel's, one of the most iconic spirits brands that there is, and the host of really basically the crown jewel of the barbecue world for the Jack Daniel's Invitational World Championship Barbecue. Got a chance to judge that. We'll talk with Jeff a little bit later about the brand, about barbecue, and some of the things that make Lynchburg, Tennessee, a great road trip as well. And then when you think about road trips, so many of the Northwestern Wildcat fans are probably in their car along with Dave Ennett. They're using traffic with a lot of people heading down to Indianapolis to see that. Morgan Snyder is going to join us to talk a little bit about things that they're going to be doing in Indy beyond, let's say, just watching the game. And Angela Kevney is going to be joining us from Rowdy Dow Barbecue. We're going to talk a lot of barbecue. Barbecue's tough, right? Whether you make it at home and you spend hours doing the brisket, or whether you're a competition person looking for that world championship, she's got a way to bring barbecue home with Rowdy Dow. You can bring it home, get it at the grocery store, enjoy it. I'm excited to talk with her as well. On the line with us now. And here's the thing. You've got Ashley Wright a little clip for us. Let's hear it.
The land of the free.
All right, Ashley, you can pot it down because we've got about two more minutes on that note. On the line with us, we mentioned it, he's one of the most exciting anthem singers on the entire planet. You hear him at iconic venues like Lambeau Field, Wrigley Field, the Gentile Arena at Loyola. Was just doing some stuff with our very own Dan Hampton, I think last night, and he channels the spirit of Sinatra with everything he does. John Vincent, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing all right. You know, you think about it. We're excited about it. There's a lot of great sports going on. You've got, you know, so many things happening in the sports world, on the college side, on the pro side, all sorts of things. And, you know, the thing they have in common is the national anthem, and the thing that some of the most exciting events have in common is you. And so let's talk a little bit about it. You know, it's, you do so many songs, and you're the voice at Ditka's. Those people that go there on a regular basis get to enjoy you and kind of that broad range of the things that you do. But, you know, you have definitely made your mark on the anthem side. What is it like? Is there any pressure, you know, to get out there and perform? I know you've got it down, but it's got to feel maybe some butterflies. I don't know, as you do it.
Sure. You know, I always get butterflies. You know, you never want to mess up the words. You never want to, you know, whatever. It's like the most critiqued song out there. So, yeah, there's always butterflies and everything, and I think that's normal. I think that's something that you should have. You should. It keeps you a little bit on your toes and makes you prepared. That's what I think, anyways.
Well, when you extend that note, what was that point when you said, you know, because I don't know, and personally, maybe you'll know this, and I'm sure you're a devotee, certainly, of Sinatra, and maybe a historian of sorts, but did Frank ever, did he do the national anthem, like, ever? I don't know if I remember him doing it.
I know Frank Sinatra Jr. sang the anthem at for the Yankees. I'm sure Sinatra did somewhere. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't tell you for sure.
Right.
But I'm sure he had to have at some point.
It's just not something that he was necessarily known for. But when you were saying, like, here's how we can put, you know, a John Vincent spin on this particular, you know, this is the national anthem of the country. When it came to doing that note, was there a time where you were practicing or figuring out how you were going to do it and you had that note and normal, you know, the normal amount of time that normal people would sing that note? And you're like, I could probably quadruple this because the people go crazy for it.
Well, this is what happened. I started singing. The first anthem I ever did was for the Cubs in 2003. And then I also did the Packers in 2003. And I'm doing the Packers tomorrow, obviously, when they're playing the Cardinals. Nice. But the Cubs, and then eventually able to sing in the World Series. When I started singing at Wrigley, I noticed when I would hold the note, people would get excited. And there are people who absolutely, with passion, hate the way I hold the note. You know, when I started doing Game 6 and then the World Series and when Lady Gaga came out and tweeted about me, I was overwhelmed because I never had that kind of exposure before. And I called three people. I called, you know, Mike Ditka, I called Joe Madden, I called, you know, Mike McCarthy, and they all said the same thing. Hey, if you're going to be in this spot, you're going to get criticism.
Yeah.
But I'm a very sensitive person. It hurts. You know, it does hurt me. It doesn't hurt me like it did because now I'm at the point where I really, you don't care. You get to a point where you don't care, and all you can do is be kind to people, and whatever people do to you, that's on them. And I just say, hey, God bless. I mean, I get private messages on my Facebook of people saying, you know, you're a disgrace.
Oh.
You're a disgrace. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Well, John, here...
I get other anthem singers, very well-known anthem singers, that'll come out and slightly throw jabs at me on social media and things like that. I hold Free for one reason, and one reason only. My father was born in Italy in 1935. Around 1942, he saw a tarp underneath a tank, and they were dirt poor. There were 10 kids in his family. And his grandmother, my Nonna Gioconda, said, "Vai prende quel tarpa sotto la tanca." Go get that tarp under the tank. And she wanted to make pants and fireworks for them, and cover like the firewood for them in the house. When my father turned around, there was a Nazi soldier that had a gun to my Nonna's head. Okay. And he said, "You can have it, but you're going to die." And I said, "Wait a minute, Dad, I thought Italy and Germany, they're on the same side." He goes, "Are you kidding?" He goes, "Mussolini was Hitler's puppet. They treated us like dogs, Johnny." He goes, and he showed me the spot in Italy where it happened. And I go, "What did you do?" This was in 1985. I was like 13 years old. I go, "What did you do, Dad?" He goes, "What do you think I did? Your grandmother's still alive." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, that's right, duh." And I tell the story in Sports Illustrated. The only reason I hold free is freedom for humanity. That's it.
It gives extra weight and meaning to the song, certainly, to hear that too. And don't let it get you down in any way too, because you've got a person here and there that's going to come out. I think any kind of public person, like you said, you can't please everybody, but you look at like 40,000 people loving it, you know, a couple people here and there on the other side, you can just wait for them to be kind of converted a little bit down the road. I saw that you were actually doing the national anthem at Loyola at the Joe Gentile Center. And for those people that know a little bit about the program, you know, Joe used to have a station that was the Sinatra station. He absolutely loved, you know, Frank Sinatra, and we would play that stuff all the time. I co-hosted that morning show with him for a number of years. And so talk, if you can share, we don't have a ton of time, and we certainly want to give out all the information, tell people to tune in to see you tomorrow up at, you know, to go ahead and sing the national anthem with the Packers versus the Cardinals. But what is it about, you know, Frank Sinatra that has kept him, you know, one of the greatest entertainers of all time for sure, but like timeless, right? His music is still just as important now as ever.
I think that's exactly what you're saying. It's timeless. I mean, you see all these commercials and everything out there that use his music, Dean Martin's music, and others from that era, but especially like Sinatra, for some, you know, it's timeless. And you see it in movies, you see it in TV shows, you see it everywhere, and you hit it on the head. I don't know how else to explain it, but the guy sang for, what was it, 6 decades,
yeah.
You know, from 1930 to 1990. I saw him in 1993 at the United Center.
Wow.
And it's timeless, and a lot of people like it. You know, I do about 29 different voices, but Sinatra's the one I'm known for. And that's the one I'm mostly, you know, when I started with. But, you know, that's it. I sing. I'm a singer. I'm nothing special. I'm nobody. I sing to make people happy. If people are happy, I'm doing a good job.
Well, I beg to differ. You know, you can be as humble as you want, but obviously you mean a lot to a lot of people. And I know we got snipped a little because of the Northwestern game going a little bit long, and I know. But give the information for the listeners how they can see it, Ditka's, how they can see you on TV tomorrow for the NFL, and how they can follow you on social media and keep up with all your adventures.
Yes, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, JohnVincent72, and Instagram, JohnVincent72. I sing at Ditka's usually every Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I've been there 17 years, but I've been doing a lot of traveling lately. I'll be tomorrow, like, you know, we were talking about, in Green Bay, doing the national anthem for the Packers, Cardinals. And then I'm doing opening day for spring training for the Cubs this year. I did Duke and North Carolina last year at Duke.
Wow.
And possibly I'll be doing that again this season. We'll see if that works out. And that's what I do. A lot of private shows, a lot of, you know, corporate events, working on a new song with a new twist that's going to be coming out very shortly that I'm pretty excited about. And tonight I'm doing the Christmas show with Mike Toomey up in Evanston.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you guys are great. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. And you know, you've always been very kind and given me airtime and everything. And the fulfilling thing I'm doing right now is if anybody wants to contact me on Facebook, private message me, I'll go to any school anywhere for free to speak about bullying. So it's a very important topic to me, and I've been doing more and more of that. So if anybody out there is a teacher or a principal and needs come out to speak to, you know, the kids about bullying, and it's just terrible what's going on. I was bullied when I was younger, so that's why it's so important to me.
You know what? We're going to do this as we get towards the holiday time. We're going to, and when you get a chance to debut that song, we'll do it on this show, or at least be able to share some of the excitement around that. And I'm going to have all those links up at WGNRadio.com as well. And we'll have you on in the near future, probably the next couple of weeks or something. We'll talk some holiday stuff, talk about the song, and we'll go deep on some of the causes that you're committed to. But John, I'll let you get back to doing what you're doing. Look forward to seeing you on TV tomorrow and in all those different places. And up in Evanston tonight. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being so kind to have me on the show.
All right. He's one of the very best in the business. We're going to take a break. We're behind. When we come back, we're going to have, I think it's going to be Chef Carrie Nahabedi, and she's going to be on talking a little bit of tailgate, and we're going to keep it with the sports theme and a little bit of food as well for Taste of the NFL. Quick break now, a little late on news. It is 2:30 in news time. The news is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. Here's Bob Kessler.